You're listening to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show.
Show. And of course, I am Pastor Jay Grosner, and I'm laughing because if I can tell you about the last month and all the things that have been going wrong, and I know it's been leading up to tonight, and I expected all sorts of things to go wrong tonight, and of course I had all kinds of issues, download issues, upload issues, just issues, and now I don't even seem to have two of my co-hosts. I don't know if the time change is different because they're on Central Standard Time, and of course the show is earlier tonight than we would normally do it in the evening, but I'm hoping I will hear from them. But in the meantime, we just pray and hope that they are well. But we know that things must keep going because they say the show must go on, and times like this, you really wish that the show would just go on without you. But when you have the show named after you, you have no choice but to be here. So I'm here, and you're here, and we're going to keep going. Amen. Praise God. As you know, this is our 20th anniversary of Grosvenor Ministries, and I'm even seeing a typo in the headline of the show, because of course, why wouldn't it be? So we're thrilled, we truly are, and today is my 22nd anniversary in ministry. Well, it's not my official anniversary, because it would have been a lot sooner than now. It's technically, I'm in my 23rd ministry year, but it's 22 to some degree. But yes, and it's funny because I'm turning a birthday age where I thought I would be retiring early. I thought I would be doing things a lot different than what they are. But I've always heard that they say, tell God your plans and watch him laugh. And we know he doesn't laugh at us, but you have to admit he really, really challenges us. And they say it's the tough times that make you even tougher. And I can tell you, I've been through some things. As they say, I've been through the fire and I've been through the flood. But through it all, it's been nothing but the blood. Amen. And so I have to give God praise. I have to tell the Lord, thank you. And as we name today, look who's 20 today. I know it's not me because I'm far from 20, and I certainly don't feel that I can multiply the number of 20s that go into how old I am. But I know that the Lord is happy, and he's probably praising. I would like to think so because he sowed a seed and he watered it. He gives the increase, and it's never been about me, and it's never been mine. It's been his all of this time. And so we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have a good old time. We're going to touch base on a couple topics that we had prepared that we're going to try and deal with. We have lots of shout-outs, and we have a few messages and some lovely wishes and that we want to share because we're very grateful for those who actually do encourage us. And I can tell you right now, ministry would happen whether or not anyone encouraged you, but it always helps when you know people are cheering you on. Amen? And so for that, I'm truly thankful. I'm truly grateful. And so we have lots of messages tonight. But tonight is a night of favorites. Not favor, but favorites. Yes? Because this is the day I get to celebrate. This is my anniversary party with the Lord. And so I just hope that you will join us, you'll be encouraged, and you'll have some fun. Amen? And certainly you will be inspired. And I just tell you, it's been a time and a half. In the last month, if I could tell you how many things have gone wrong or things that people have been ill, just so many things. And so you take nothing for granted, amen? And so I'm going to start off with a medley of songs because this is part of the expansion that we most recently did in the last few months, in the last few years, because the pandemic came out. And we jumped on something, and we had, as the song says, blind faith, and we jumped into Grosvenor's Corner. Yes, my baby, and I'm so proud of my baby. She's doing well, and so we're thrilled. We also started and launched the video series, and so for that, we did one segment. I still have one video to finish from the Free to Be Just Me video series, and we're going to try and do a few more of those as well. We have some other announcements for the night, so definitely stay with us. We are going to be touching base on the state of the church, and more importantly, we're also going to touch base on something very special that we're doing for the first time ever for our 20th anniversary for Grosvenor Ministries, and we're giving out an appreciation award to some of the key people who have helped to build the ministry, because no, the Lord might have done the work and he might have, I'm going to say use my legs, but we know my legs weren't the best, so he made sure I managed to get through. But we have to be thankful to the fact that he came and gave us some support and some people to help with parts of the ministry, and I do have some stories and things we want to share about some of those amazing people that have come into our lives, and so stick through with us, stay tuned, and we're going to keep pushing forward tonight, okay? We'll be right back, but remember, this is Blind Faith by House Gospel Choir, and then another person we've got to give a shout out to is our friend Leah Shepherd, and her hubby. Yes, we have to give him praise and honor too, and we thank God for the Shepherd family, and so we're going to just continue to share a little bit about everybody. So this is the Pastor Jay Grosvenor Show special edition. Look who's 20 today. Happy anniversary, Grosvenor Ministries.
You're listening to the Pastor Jay Grosvenor Show.
Just fall. Just fall.
Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. You know, there was this amazing saying that I found the other day, and it just was amazing. It says, faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. I'm going to read that again. Faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. Amen. I like that one. And then there is, where there is hope, there is faith. And where there is faith, miracles happen. And for that, we are truly grateful because, again, we have not been able to do this by ourselves. We did it with the Lord, and the Lord always sends you some help. He always equips his saints. Amen. And so we thank God for that. So that was Blind Faith, and that was our launching of Grosvenor's Corner. And things are still up and running. Things are still going. We found other ways to market it. And I'm enjoying it. And I just, I'm trying not to get emotional, but I'm thankful. Amen. I am thankful. We are thankful. I can't say I, because now there is no just I in Grosvenor Ministries, because it used to be Rouse Ministries, and then it was more I than not. But Grosvenor Ministries, I have to thank God for my husband, where the Grosvenor name now comes from, because two became one. And so I thank him. I was speaking with him shortly before the show, and he's such a spirit of encouragement, and he's been going through his own trials and tribulations. So you know what? God never gives you more than you can bear, and each day we're just more thankful for everything that he allows us to have and allows us to experience. Now, you remember, we started off with a theme song when we started this show, okay? And yes, it's the 10th anniversary of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, now Grosvenor Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Yes, 10 years. And so we started off, I'm trying to remember, we were climbing the ladder or something, the ladder or the stairs to heaven or something. I can't even remember the name of the song now. And then we found the Walls Group, and then we loved their theme. We reached out, and that became our most powerful theme. And then we connected up with the lovely Shepherd family. We've always dealt with Promise Shepherd, and then I got the opportunity to meet his beautiful wife, Leah Shepherd. And, well, there's a whole list of little people that follow, and they are the most wonderful people you will ever meet. And, of course, you know they've been on the show several times, and we're just so thankful for them, their spirit, who they are, the heart of who they are. They are people of God. They've gone through trials and tribulations, but they still come out praising. Amen. I remember I was thinking about this the other day, Job and his wife, when she said, why don't you just curse God and die? But you know what? There are days when you really want to do that. Kind of hard, because it's sort of like cutting off your arm to try to swim back to shore, because all I know is you can't do anything without the Lord. And so I could never curse him and then just die, because without God, I am nothing, I have nothing, I am nothing and will be nothing. Amen. Because he is everything. Praise God. And so we got that beautiful, beautiful song from Promise and Leah. They put this album together with their family, Rainbow. And so we approached them and said, I'm in love with this song. It's so positive. It's so encouraging. And right now we all need to see a rainbow after this storm, especially the pandemic. We're still in World War. And so they, of course, said yes, because that's the kind of people they are. And so every chance I get to, you see some of my Instagram videos and look on YouTube, you'll notice I use a lot of Leah's music, because I think she's amazing, and we love Promise as well, and he's got some soulful music and rap, and he is so gifted. He's a creator beyond creation. And so we thank God for both of them and their children and their family. So then when we decided to start the video programming and we started our video series, and I said we've got a few more coming up, we were also a few years ago launching two mini web series, and we started filming one of them. We were looking for, a place to film the other one. And then, unfortunately, things changed, and I'm not sure, I can't remember what caused it, but we weren't able to continue with the video series. So it was put on hold, but trust me, we're going to get back into it. And so we had created several video series and a combined video as well as radio series for what God has put together, and it was on marriage. And so that was an awesome thing. And also we combined that with Testify, which was our testimony show. And that was the one that we filmed at the hotel. And, you know, we were splicing and putting everything together. And then something happened, and then we had to put it on hold. But there, everything's in God's time, amen? And so we moved on. And then there was another one where it was feeding. Yes, it was feeding the multitude. And that one is still up in the air. And I had certain people that I had in mind of doing it with. And that was going to be the later part. And we were going to do certain things with it. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to put too much out there until things are done. But, of course, now with the pandemic, there's no way that that can be done right now. So we're going to continue. We started doing part of it in one of our shows, and I don't want to say which show because I, again, can't give away too much. I know, it's all cryptic. Pastor Jay, stop being cryptic. So here's the thing. So when we started the video series, the Free to Be Just Me series, we started to use Aaliyah because we were focused, and this is Focused by Agile featuring our dear friend Aaliyah. Keep it locked.
Something that I can't
Promise and Leah and the Shepherd family. God bless you. God keep you from the Pastor Jay Grosner Show. And I think Promise was trying to put something together for the show. Bless his heart. But I know how busy he is, and I know how difficult it is sometimes for him to do what he needs to do with all the busyness of home. So, but I thank him for thinking of us. Praise God. All right. So we know that despite what may happen time and time again, we have to focus on the fact that we have no control over things. And sometimes when things tend to happen, there's always a purpose, and God has a purpose. So I think that is one of the tasks of trying to learn patience. And as a person going into ministry, that was one of the key things I had to learn. And you know what? I still battle with that every day. And I think this is important, that one of the things that I tend to do is I am real. I am me. Anybody who's known me since I was a child will tell you I am who I am, and I am the person I have always been. And God willing, I hope I never change. And so, yes, patience. I have learned patience in certain areas of my life, but then there's still a little bit of anxiety sometimes when it comes to my loved ones. And certain things, and you just learn to meditate. You learn to praise your way through. You learn to work your way through prayer, through scripture. And one of my favorite things, as you all know, as you experience here every time you tune in to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show, is music. So some of our favorite artists and songs we love to share with you. They not only have meaning, they not only have purpose, but they also help to soothe or to encourage, or, you know, you have a good rhythm and you kind of can't be mad or angry or feel a kind of way when you're bopping and, you know, just moving and grooving, so to speak. Praise God. But music has always been a very big part of my life. And I don't even want to comment because someone on Facebook from my high school days, I mean junior high school days, posted pictures in my group, my high school group, of me when I was much younger. And I tell you, the laughter that my mother had when she saw these pictures just warmed my heart. But, yeah, I've always been in music. But here's something that I found that I'd love to share with you all. And it says, life is like music. It has high notes and low notes. Each memory has a soundtrack of its own. When you're happy, you enjoy the music. But when you're sad, you understand the lyrics. Music speaks what cannot be expressed, soothes the mind and gives it rest, heals the heart and makes it whole. So it says here, no matter how high or low your notes may be, keep in tune with God, and you'll never go out of tune in the music of life. Amen. Here's one of my all-time favorite singers, Fred Hammond, right out of the heart of Detroit. This is All Things Are Working.
Tearing at the seams, know. Put a brave in my heart will remain. Oh, so with tears in her eyes, know sometimes it'll get rough, but say, Lord, I love you more, and that is enough to know.
And it's encouraging, and you can feel the spirit of it. And I always like this song because despite how you're feeling and no matter what's going on, you have to always remember that all things are working for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. And I'm going to read my first message. Yes, I'm tearing up already. And it's from my husband, Michael. And the song is so fitting because you have to know the things that we've gone through to be together and still continue to go through. And we're as close as you can be, and we mean so much to each other. He prays for me when I have nightmares. Yeah, I get a lot of those when I'm under attack. He stands in battle for me. He's my strength spiritually. He's my strength physically. He's my motivator. He's my encourager. He will tell me like it is. He's very straightforward, and I think that's one of the things I admire about him, that he just tells me what's going down or how he feels and what he thinks. And I can't say he doesn't soften it. He's not harsh, but what he'll do is he just says, well, this is it. If I ask him something, he's going to tell me the truth, whether I like it or not. And you know what? I was thinking about that the other day because I think everybody needs people like that in their lives, because they say your real friends will tell you the truth, and not because they want to hurt you, but because they want to help you. Amen. And so he's a man of very few words. He's not a public speaker. He's not a public person, period, which makes it almost ironic that he and I would be together, because he does not like the limelight. He doesn't like attention. He's just a kind of behind-the-scenes, kind of low-key kind of guy, which is ironic because in his family he's not like that. But, you know, that's not – it's a whole different thing because he's very family-oriented. So he had come up with something we selected last year or the year before. I think it was the year before. I'm trying to remember. So I wasn't sure if he was going to share anything. And he laughed this morning, too, when I touched base with him, because I already know that he's not a public speaker. So I thought, well, maybe he'll put something in words. And I'm telling you, when my husband shares, he shares from the heart. He's always been like that with me. He'll say the most powerful things to you. And so he's very deep when it comes to things like that. So I was very surprised and teasing him this evening when he actually sent me a worded message. And I did cry. So, and here's what he sent. Bless his heart. Thank you, Father. Words cannot express how proud I am of you. Neither can words express how many times your show might have helped someone in a very depressing state with just the right words or the right song at the right time. You are doing a wonderful job, and you not only have all my love, but my 100% support. I'm so proud of you. Love you so much, sweetheart. And so, yeah, it's going to be an emotional day. I'm trying, folks. I'm trying. Bear with me. And so I am truly thankful. I'm truly grateful for the new love in my life that continues to help and support and encourage me and the ministry. And so we're very grateful. This is another song that I've always been pleased and happy and honored and privileged to share. And I don't even know if I should play it because it gets to me, but this is going to lead up to our next person. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show. Keep it locked. This is Hezekiah Walker and Grateful.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
gratefulness flowing from my heart. Amen. That song always brings me to tears. I'm just a big crybaby today. My, my, my. But there's nothing wrong with sharing some tears and emotions because the Lord knows the meaning of every teardrop. And they're not sad tears. They're very happy tears and tears of great enrichment and just flowing from my heart, as it says. Amen. And speaking of flowing from my heart, this brings me to the next person that I'm going to share with you, the other very important person in my life. She's been cheerleading for quite some time. She doesn't kick up. She doesn't have pom-poms. She doesn't do backflips. She might hurt her back, and she might flip, but she doesn't do backflips. And if I could tell you how many years I've been, this is how many years she's been cheering, and probably from even before. Much like the Lord, she knew me before I was in the womb. And so she's the one person I know I'm truly grateful for, too. They always say that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Well, you know what? Before I knew the Lord, I knew her. Amen. And I'm so truly thankful for my mom. She's the backbone of my ministry. She's like my husband, straight up. She's gotten in trouble sometimes with me for being too straight up, but she will tell you how it is, whether you like it or not. And so, again, I'm very, very truly grateful and blessed and thankful for the person that she is. Amen. And so I just want to say that it's such a blessing to have somebody like that in my life. Amen. Praise God. And the thing is, last week was Mother's Day. Last Sunday was Mother's Day, but last Saturday was her birthday. And so, again, plans have gone awry, and we have not been able to celebrate. So I'm going to read her message, and then we're going to wish her a happy birthday. And then the next song will follow will be another person that I really love to hear music for with deep meaning, and you can feel the power of it. So her message for the ministry says, congratulations on your 20th anniversary. Your obedience was at the forefront of it all. The word had to get out there. And after the past few years of a pandemic, we see how much it was needed. Praying. You continue to hear his word, do his will, in Jesus' name. Amen. And she'd also sent a message today, too, and I don't know if I can find it, but I'm truly thankful. So we'll be right back. This is Edwin Yearwood, and happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. God bless you. God keep you. And may you see many, many more years to come, in Jesus' name.
Oh God, oh God.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy blessed birthday, Mom. Amen. So this morning, I posted on my professional Facebook page, "But for God's grace go I," because as I had marked the 22nd year in ministry, my 22nd official year in ministry, how about we say that then? "But for God's grace go I, through all the floods, storms, trials, and tribulations, there was God always in the midst. You won't understand my praise if you don't know my story. Today I am alive even when they thought I was dead. Today I can walk even when they said I wouldn't. Today I am whole even when those against me tried to break me. Today I serve a mighty God even when they tried to stop me. Today I love harder even when they hated me. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow has always belonged to Jesus." Amen. And I sent a copy of that to my mom, and she said, amen. But she also mentioned that she was thinking about me this morning for my anniversary and the ministry's anniversary. And she said, "I also thought about all the things that seem to go on in the month." And I told you it's been a rough month. The month of May, happy and sad, as you said, but for the grace of God, you still go on. Amen. Amen. And so you have to be thankful when you have a mother that you can be spiritual with, that you can be encouraged by, and that you can share with. Amen. And I'm truly thankful. Song is from the beautiful Cece Winans, and it is "Goodness of God," because we truly think of the goodness of God, and she was raised to know of the goodness of God. And I talk about my grandmother, Beatrice Martin Hunt. May she continue to rest in peace until we meet again, Grandma. And then the next song is going to lead to our next person.
Yes. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, sing it with me. I love your voice, yeah. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
Good night.
I will sing of the goodness of God. Amen. Will you sing of the goodness of God? Will you praise about the goodness of God? You know what? We should all be not even just singing and praising about it, but we should be shouting about the goodness of God, because that is how our God works. I'm truly thankful. Amen. Praise God. All right. So we've talked about my mom. We've talked about my grandmother. I want to give an honorable mention to my grandmother's sister, my great aunt Vera Lowe, another woman of God, a prayer warrior, just a blessing. I tell you, I'm having a very emotional show today, and so I'm trying to hang in there, but I thank God for her. I thank God for her encouragement. I thank God for her love. There's some sadness in that whole story, but I'm just thankful, amen. I'm thankful for her, thankful for everything she has managed to get through, because there's strength in that woman. Her and my grandmother are two of the very strongest people I know. They are just unbelievable. And so that strength has gone down, and my family tends to be strong, especially the women. And I'm going to share with you after this one message of a song. I've played it before on the show, and my husband will tell you about it. He and I, we have a connection to this song as well. And so I will share it afterwards, and it's just an amazing piece, and I always think of my grandmother when I hear this song and I play this song. And so my mom's sister, Barbara, her name is Barbara Hunt, sister, she's Deaconess Barbara Hunt. Again, wonderful woman of God, my aunt and my godmother. And I tell you, life is just, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for my uncle, Reginald Hunt, her husband, because he's helped me with my ministry as well when I'm in Barbados. There's nothing that they wouldn't do for me if I asked. My own father wasn't around when I got married again, so sorry, I'm trying really hard. This is not a good show. But my uncle, Reginald, I asked him if he would give me away, and he did. And it's funny, but the one thing I'm more proudest of with him is the relationship that he has with my husband. I always tell Michael, you're like the son he never had. And so I'm just so grateful that I have these beautiful aunt and uncle by blood who are also my godparents and are able to show Jesus' love. Amen. And so my aunt, she said, congratulations on your 20th anniversary. May God continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And may God continue to bless her, her household, her family. I thank God for both her daughters, my cousin Pamela Rossi and Valerie Hunt. Pamela Rossi has also been a very vital part of the ministry when I'm in Barbados, and certainly if I need prayer, these are the prayer warriors that I know that will pray down the kingdom of God for me. And so I'm truly grateful, because when you're called to ministry, your burden is heavier and your battle is tougher, amen? And so you need these kinds of people to bring you through, because it's all spiritual warfare. And this is a song that I got spiritual warfare from, that my grandmother played for me a very long time ago when I was a little girl, and it's called Woyaya, We Are Going, and this is in Drani, and the original song is by Osibisa, sorry, forgive me. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosvenor Show.
We are going.
Grace of God go I, but by the grace of God go you, and but by the grace of God, amen. Let's head on over to the island of Barbados where the Hunt family is, just to recognize one of our favorite songs and one of our favorite singers, Nathaniel, and this is John Yardy. Keep it locked.
Open up your eyes and see this beautiful blessing, this gift that we call life. This gift called life, we only have it for a time. So make sure to spend your moment choosing what's right. Choosing what's right. Here's what my child do a thrill. Say I love you, laugh until. Make new memories and new friends. Cause life is a journey, so keep moving. Embrace the hard times, don't lose faith. Cause there'll be sunshine after the rain. Don't give up, don't walk away. Cause life is beautiful. So count your blessings one by one. Look all around you, count your blessings one by one. So much to be grateful for, your blessings one by one. Just might surprise you just how much that has done. So count your blessings one by one. One by one, by one, by one. So count your blessings one by one. One by one, by one, by one. I'm a cura, I'm a really make it in a life. Thank you, Father. You always provide everything women need, I'm a need to supply. Yeah, to supply. I remember when we were kids, we never had too much enough, enough to live. Sometimes we don't know food, I just water not the fridge. But through the house full of love, I feel like I'm rich. Like me grew up privileged, time to laugh for humble beginnings. Me not gonna switch up for material things. Cause rich was where everything God brings. Young yard and fish, I'm gonna sing. So count your blessings one by one, yeah. Look all around you, count your blessings one by one, yeah. So much to be grateful for, your blessings one by one, yeah. Just might surprise you just how much God has done, yeah. So count your blessings one by one. One by one, by one, by one. One by one, by one, by one. One by one, by one, by one. So count your blessings one by one. One by one, by one, by one.
Even when I'm faithless, you're so amazing. You give me purpose and you made me you. Where I am because of you, Jesus. Your love's amazing. Oh yes, let me hear you say, oh, 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 so amazing. Yeah. Oh, 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 so amazing. Oh, 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 your love's amazing. Yeah. Oh, 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 your love's amazing. Yeah.
I come Rosa, 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 I come Rosa.
Came across a statement, and it says, when someone says you can't do it twice and take pictures. Amen. You want proof and you want evidence. Amen. And don't do it once. I remember there was a statement, too, that it says if someone tells you to walk a mile, you walk two. So if someone tells you you can't do it twice. And take pictures, amen. And I think that's what social media is all about right now. And I thank God. I want to give a shout out to two other people who have been very prevalent in my ministry at the very beginning or close to the beginning. And they are both from the AME Church. And one is still AME and the other one, I believe, is Church of God in Christ. And my very dear friend, Sister Evelyn Grayer, in the Windsor-Essex County region. And the other one is also in the Windsor-Essex County region, my dear, dear friend, missionary Shirley Lewis. And they have both been my friends, my support. Literally, when I couldn't walk, these two were my, they were my legs. They were my comfort. They were my strength. That's the word I'm looking for, because I was wheelchair bound. One came to the hospital. The other one, I was at her house and being picked up, and they watched Trenton when I had to keep going back and forth from the East End to the West End to Rehabilitation Hospital to learn to walk again. But from day one, they've been very prevalent in my life, in my ministry. They've always encouraged me. They still encourage me. I can tell you right now, my friend Shirley is one of my greatest prayer warriors. We continually pray for each other. We continually pray for other people. And so I thank God that she's there. And so I pray a tremendous blessing upon each of their lives and thank them for their service in the army of the Lord. Amen. This kingdom building is a powerful thing, one brick at a time. But you need to be able to use all kinds of people to make the building stand and make the foundation strong. So this is another song that's real big in the county, out in Windsor-Essex County. So I'm going to dedicate this one to them. And this is Soon and Very Soon by Andre Crouch and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show. Keep it locked.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
That we would be so, the homecomings in Windsor are like a celebration of life, and that's exactly what it is. And this is one of the songs that they would be singing and just praising and hollering, you know. We just got to pray, amen, that maybe it's not so soon, but that certainly when the time does come that we can see the King, amen. All right. Now, I want to also give a shout-out to some of the people that we've interviewed, that we've spent some time with, that we have managed to just grow fonder with. And in the last half of the show, I'm going to be dealing with some of our award winning. But before I get to the song that I'm going to play, and the song is somebody who I actually had the opportunity of interviewing on a red carpet, and I was honored to be able to do that. And I thank God for some of the opportunities that he's laid down before me, amen. And whether or not I felt qualified, he saw fit that I would be. So I want to say thank you. I also want to read up a couple of the anniversary messages that we received online from some of these amazing people. I've got to give a shout-out, first of all, to another friend of mine, a minister in Windsor, Essex County, and she's, I guess you'd call her a Detroit-bound person because she's back and forth. And we managed to meet. She was ministering and had her own church at the time, and I met some friends in our church who asked me if I wanted to go to a service, and I went to this other person's service, and I met Minister Wanda Sue Hall. Now, you've heard her on our show before. She's a praying warrior. She's a praying general. Forget warrior. She's a general in the Army. And so, you know, God is so good because we were inseparable from the day we met. And she is such a lovely person, and I can count on her for anything. I could reach out to her for prayer. If I'm doing something and I'm still like, I need some people who are going to really pray, she's definitely one of the people that I know I can count on. And she was so gracious, and, you know, we've communicated on and off over time, and, of course, there's a bond thicker than water. And she's so good. She said that I was a blessing to her, as though she's not a blessing to me. Of course she is. And it was great that she said, okay, and that God bless, that she said, okay, great, thanks, God bless, you are a destiny helper in the earth. I thank God for our divine connection, and I truly do, and I'm so grateful that she is the person she is. And we pray for her and her daughter. I'm telling you, her daughter and her showed up at one of my first ministry things when I left the AME church and went out on my own and was doing a service where we were donating the money. And her daughter, just a phenomenal child of God. And so we continue to pray for her, the next generation coming up and coming through. Amen. And so I'm very grateful to her, and I thank her for her words of encouragement. I thank her for her continued words of encouragement. Also, I'm just going through some of them here. There's quite a few to read, and I can't exactly explain who everybody is, but I want you to know. So you remember at the beginning, not the beginning, when we started our broadcast division, we were in Barbados at one point, and we did an entire live-to-air coverage shows in Barbados. And we had a lot of, they came to where we were. The hotel was such a blessing to us and gave us room and space for us to actually do the shows. And it was so gracious of them. I'm just so grateful to them. And it's the Blue Orchid, by the way, just in case you know, it's Barbados. And one of the people that we had the pleasure, my cousin Pamela and I, we had the pleasure of video recording and filming and audio was Norma Rani Music, as she calls herself, Aline. And we'd met her in Barbados, and we basically prophesied over her life, and she was going through some things. You know, people of God will go through things, and don't think we don't, but we just have a better way of trying to get through it because we know that we need to lean on the Lord for our strength. And so she's come a long way. I believe she's in the U.S. now. She's married with a wonderful, loving husband. Her kids are growing like weeds. I think her daughter is, like, just finishing high school now. I can't believe it. She was just a little tiny toddler. And she said, congratulations. May God continue to bless you and use you mightily. Amen. I got to give a shout-out also to my AME church family. Yes, they're still my family just because I left the denomination. I didn't leave God, and I certainly would never leave them. I'm always here, forever praying for them, forever supporting them and encouraging them. I want to give another shout-out to Reverend Evans, one of my mentors and just a powerhouse in ministry. And Minister and Reverend Lila Martin, another graceful pastor that I looked up to along the way, and she sent her congratulations, and so did Reverend Evans. Bless his heart. And I got to give a shout-out to who I call Mumsy. She's like another mother to me, a ministry mom, and that's Sister Janice Harris. She was my presiding elder's mom. She was my senior pastor who became my presiding elder, and it's his mom. And she said, congratulations, and God bless you with many more. Love you, my dear. Amen. And then there's Pauline Johnson, sister, and her husband, the Johnsons. We are so connected in that area because I believe they're with the Church of God in Christ, but their parents were with me at the AME church. So I was one of the associate ministers over their parents, and also my dear, dear friend Dora. May she rest in peace. We miss her dearly. She was married to their brother. So you have to know that this county and this region, everybody's so intertwined. I always say there's only 2 degrees of separation in this city. And I thank God for her and William Johnson. And she said, congratulations. May God continue to bless you and your ministry. I have some friends from high school who I'm so glad that I'm able to be there for them. And they reach out to me. They know I'm still the same silly person I've always been. But it's nice to know that my life has an effect on their life and that they can come to me with deeper spiritual needs. And so I want to give a shout-out to my friend Lillian Clark Romani, Mary Lou or Maria Volpe, another true friend of mine. I want to give a shout-out to our dear friend, Sister Hetty Wilson. She's a big supporter for the ministry. I don't know what I would do without her. She's such an encourager. She's just a ball of ray of sunshine, her and her friend Margaret. And she said, heartiest congratulations, Pastor Jay, the very best. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out to Gay Beth Blankenship. She says, way to go, congrats. And then Veronica Christian, she used to be AME. I believe she has her own ministry now, and I think she's still in the Montreal area. She said, continue to work for the Lord. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Laura Marshall, who sent her congratulations. Of course, my friends and neighbors in the Windsor area, my friend Melinda Matherin Parr, the newlywed, she said congratulations. And my niece, bless her heart, Sabrina Grosner, yes. I got a big family now, praise God. She said, happy 20th anniversary, wishing you God's blessings and many more years in service. Bless her heart. And also, I was speaking of Shirley Lewis, a missionary Shirley Lewis, and then this is her niece, I believe, Betty Lewis Buckland, who sent her congratulations. I want to give a shout-out also to one of my uncles, my uncle Oswald Martin, also raised by that phenomenal woman of God, Beatrice Martin Hunt, and, of course, their grandmother, my great-grandmother, Christina Springer, bless their hearts, all powerhouse women of God, amen. And he said, congrats, Jay, on both occasions, continuous blessings, amen. And I got to give a shout-out to my schoolmate, Diane Calder Juby, another wonderful young lady who just gracious, just phenomenal, awesome young lady. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Patricia Jackson. We met I think it was an award ceremony. She was part of the award banquet. It was Reggae Gospel, Gospel Reggae Awards a few years ago, and we've been connected ever since, and she sent her congratulations. Another awesome woman of God. Amen. And I'm thankful. So I just want to share this song because I had the opportunity of actually interviewing this person on the red carpet, and I'm so grateful, and I'm going to share another person shortly. But this is You Deserve It. My Hallelujah Belongs to You. This is J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show. Keep it locked. Don't go away.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to You. My hallelujah belongs to You. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to You. You deserve. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to You.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. We'll say it, church.
From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord.
You deserve it, Lord. Yeah.
You deserve it. together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
The next person I want to play a couple songs, our friend Sherwin Gardner, one of my best interviews, one of my favorites. I'm sorry, I've got to say it, one of my favorites, and just awesome man of God and such an encourager. And so we continue to pray for him and his family and all his islands, because we know he's born in one and lives in another, and he's all over the place, including in North America. So may God continue to make a way. Amen. So Minister Wanda Sue Hall also said, 22 years of ministry and serving God's people, I pray God's blessing on you as you do kingdom building. Love you. We love you too, Minister Wanda Sue Hall. Amen. I want to give a shout out to some of my AME church family, my friend Teresa Jameson. Got to give a shout out to my friend Jeanette Goza. I also got to give out a shout-out to some of our people. Remember, we have Caribbean Central. We have our Barbados people and some of our island people. We want to give a shout-out to Christiana Bridal, our friend over there. Bless her heart. And, oh, yes, and our friend Maurice. Amen. Our rapper friend himself. Praise God. We want to give a shout-out. We want to give a shout-out to all our Caribbean Connection people. And certainly, we're trying not to miss anybody who sent a special message, so thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to check out two songs that we love from our friend Sherwin Gardner. You're listening live to the Pastor Jay Grosner Show. Keep it locked.
Hey. I live because of you, walk because of you, breathe because of you. I owe everything to you. Sing because of you, do everything because of you. I lift my hands because of you, I owe everything to you. Sing
because of you.
Oh, I walk long,
because
of you. Breathe, I breathe, yeah. They told me I won't survive. You said I shall not die. You said I'd survive. They said it, I would die. They told me I won't survive. But you said I shall not die.
Communications, again, our Caribbean Central groups, as well as the Pastor Jay Grosner Group and Jay Wright Grosner Group. And I want to mention, special mention to Stacy Fraser. She said, congratulations to you on your accomplishments. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, sister. Praise God. And I'm thankful for people like that. And also a beautiful congratulations and another message, and I'm trying to see if I can find it, but there was a congratulations message from Maria Moliner, and we want to say thank you. I'm trying to see if there was this amazing message that she had sent, and just awesome, and I'm trying to see if I can find it here. It just turned into this deep, powerful message. Okay, but Stacy said, hard work, dreams, and dedication equals success. Amen. And she said she's so happy for us. Congratulations. You know, we like to hear from you, and we like to get feedback from you because it allows us to know that we're doing things correctly. And, you know, it's funny, but it sort of reminds me of church when we're doing praise and worship and we're on the stage and nobody's responding to anything. Well, you just don't know how things are going. And so you kind of need that feedback to just know what's happening. Amen. So we just want to thank those people who reach out to us. I don't want to leave anybody out. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. I think I got everybody. I also want to mention, okay, I'm not sure where our friends are, Pastors Gregory and Pastors Donna Morris. And so we just hope that everything is okay with them. I have reached out to them, so we're just going to take a quick moment to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you know the situation, Father God. be it error, be it minor, or certainly be it major, Father God. We ask right now a special hedge of protection around our brother and sister, and Father, that things are all well around their family and their friends and their neighbors, Father God. And Father God, while we're reaching out to you, we give you praise this day of 20th anniversary. And Father, we thank you for trusting us and for bestowing this child to us, Father God, and that birthing it, and Father, that you would help raise it, Father God. And so we pray that as your wishes are command, that you would continue to be in the midst, that you would not only be in the midst, but you would lead the way and allow us to follow. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are prepared for all the next steps. So strengthen us, protect, Father God. You know my prayers. You know my wants. You know my heart's desires, Father. You know our situations, Father. And I continue to pray and ask and speak to you daily. But I know I have to be patient because there's a reason for everything and all. So I wait and trust and believe and knowing that you are working on it. Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you right now that you have allowed Grosvenor's Ministries to last this long. And it is our desire to just continue to do whatever it is you wish, keep it going or to have it stop. Your wish is our command. We ask you that you would bless our listeners and our supporters and, Father, protect them and guide them and direct them, Father God, and continue to provide and supply now in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Praise God. I was going to address a posting from Pastor Donna Morris, but as she's not here, we will save that for another day. I like this terminology. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Well, these are some people we're going to be naming in the last part of the show who we have great appreciation for, honorable mentions, and certainly those we are giving awards of appreciation to. This is Sherwin Gardner. Best praise. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Treat me, I'm
we're just going to scan back over very quickly to my Windsor Essex County people. A couple people I want to give some shout-outs to. A dear friend of mine, she was a coworker, but she allowed me at the very beginning of my ministry there to be able to be me and do what I do in the workplace. We had someone who I think her son had cancer. And so the day we found out this little boy had cancer, one of our coworkers, I arranged a prayer meeting in the boardroom and invited all the staff to come together so we could pray for her and her family and her son. And my friend Karen, I got to say her name, Karen Peterson, and her husband, very good people, wonderful people of God, just phenomenal people. I've been a support to them literally in and out of the hospital in more ways than one. She's been a supporter of my ministry from day one, and she supported me when it came to getting Trenton, when we went to get Trenton from Georgia and all the paperwork. She was one of my testimonies. Amen. Isn't that wonderful that you can be the person you are and know that people can write a good report about you? Amen. And she said happy anniversary, and we love her very much, and her husband. Praise God. So we continue to lift them up as always. Also, I got to give another shout out to someone who's connected to the Baptist Church, I believe Sandwich First Baptist Church in the Windsor area, and his mom is a very good friend and a dear special person connected to me, and she's AME at Tanner Price. And so I call him my twin because we both have the birthday on the same day, and it's Kim Dwayne Elliott, and he sent this wonderful message the other day, and it says, "Well, hello there, Sister Jeanette and Minister Grosner. What an accomplishment. 20 years of dedicated service is in the Lord. All the best in your future endeavors as well. May God bless you and keep you. May he also prosper your ministry for his kingdom and your edification." Yes, in Jesus' name. And may the Lord continue to bless him, watch over him, and keep him and his family too. Amen. Praise God. I thought that was the sweetest message, and so I'm very grateful. I think I've covered most people. I'm sure I'm going to get more, and we will always update you in the next show just so we can actually go ahead and let you hear some of the other messages. We don't want anyone to feel left out. Amen. So now we come to the part of the show that I'm looking forward to. I'm excited. This is new, and this is something so excited. So I might have left some people off. We've already given an honorable mention to Sherwin Gardner. We want to give a special honorable mention to our friends, the Powerhouse Fellowship Soul Choir, and our buddy Sean Cotterill. So many things happening in their ministry, in their world, in their music. He's getting involved in other production things. I'm so excited. We can't wait to have him on our show. And he entrusted me to do a sit-down interviews and to do so much. And we awarded him with our very first, well, I can't say, yeah, we gave him a plaque for the launching of their CD. And we were so happy to be such a special part of all of that production. So God bless them. We want to give a special shout-out to Voices of the Nations for our friends Pastor Peter and Bina Ruparelia. They've been somewhat grounded during the pandemic because they would normally be doing a massive praise and worship and event. And I can't even tell you, filling Young Dundas Square. And I thank them for the opportunity for allowing me to be assistance to them in that and other productions that they've done. God bless them and keep them. We want to give a shout-out to our friend Ayanna, Minister Ayanna Solomon, for Jesus in the City as she continues to expand. And I notice she's made some connections in Barbados, so I have a feeling it may be coming sometime. But I guess it's hindering her with all this pandemic stuff. But I believe they are back to normal this year. So we just want to continue to give a shout-out. She's awesome on the show as well. We love having her. And so we look forward to giving you updates on her as well very soon, because I know she has some things coming up. I need to give a shout-out to my BME church, and I'm going to say British Methodist Episcopal Church of Canada. I got to give a special shout-out to my uncle, my cousin, Reverend Oriel Licorice, and his family. We want to thank the BME Church family for always being there for us, for loving us, accepting us, and supporting us. When I left the AME Church 100%, the BME Church opened their doors, and I was doing all sorts of major conferences for them, and they just allowed the gift of God to go forth. Amen. And we're still connected to this very day, so we love you. I also want to give a shout-out to my AME Church family. As I said, I've never stopped being an AME, and so I certainly want to give a shout-out to them. I know that they're going through some things up and down, but I thank God I came through ministry and took an answer to the call under a Gregory Wilson. May he rest in peace. And I was like orphaned in the ministry because he died at a young age. And I was basically orphaned by the minister that brought me through ministry, and had to go through so many different pastors and had to go through so many different things. But you know what? When God has a job for you and you're determined to do it, he will pull you through. Amen. And so for that, I'm thankful. I thank you for the AME churches that have supported me, have nurtured me. I would not be the person I am without these people. I'm telling you, I remember one pastor saying that Central Grove AME Church, they make pastors, and they do, because these elders in the Christian church are the ones who actually shaped you to become the pastors that you are, and they taught me compassion. So a special shout out to Christchurch BME Church for the family and those who continue to just be an awesome, awesome group of people. To Central Grove AME Church family, my Price Memorial AME Church family, and I say that, it's now Tanner Price, but I've always been a Price Memorial girl, so hey, I got to keep it alive. And, of course, Campbell AME Church in Chatham, wonderful supporting people. I still have some of them supporting me now, and I'm so grateful. Unfortunately, there are some people that you connect with and then you move on, and some you connect with and you stay, and some you connect and you literally just separate. And so I've got to make a mention of a few. I want to give a special shout-out to Reverend Eric Tucker, that when I left the AME Church, he was very gracious to me and very supportive of everything I was doing. He's been on the show a few times, and so we want to say thank you for your love and your support and encouragement. I want to do a shout-out to a sister who was very, very much there for me at the very beginnings and middle stages, Sister Pam Hanser. I pray for her and her family. And another guest that we wanted to give a shout-out to was our buddy Stéphane Labossière, one of our relationship experts. He's been very gracious with our show, and we thank him. Now I want to name the Appreciation Award recipients. The very first person on my list is a young man by the name of Trenton Rouse. Yes, he's going to be surprised, but I had to put him on the list first because he was one of my first helpers. As little as he was, he helped me as we ran around and we collect and gather things around, literally around the entire Windsor-Essex County, and filling up church rooms for truckers to haul out of the churches, because we were donating and picking up so much stuff that where the donation center was for, they couldn't handle the amount of stuff we had. That thankful to Reverend Denise Johnson at Central Grove allowed me to use a room that they had, and so I was able to collect and gather everything and keep it there. And the truckers literally would come and take the haul, and I mean haul, it was a room full of stuff, from our church and be able to drive it down to New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. And Trenton was my helper, amen. Trenton's been my helper with other ministry things that I've done, We've done a lot of things. We've done food drives. We've done clothing drives. We've done just events and charity fundraising events, and he's been there until he moved. So I just want to say thank you. He has helped with the movement of CAME, Grosner Ministries Publishing now, and formerly Rouse Ministries Publishing. So appreciation and awards for him as well. I also want to say to our friend missionary Shirley Lewis, again, we appreciate you and we will be sending you your award. Our friend Minister Wanda Sue Hall. I also want to make a shout out to a person and a posthumous award to two people at the very beginning of us leaving the AME Church and doing a lot of what we did and trying to help with the shelters and the women's shelters. We were trying to do drives for the community. We did so much stuff. And they were there. They were there to support me. And I want to say a special shout out to our dear friend, Minister Nancy Wilson, and unfortunately her late departed husband, Minister Fred Wilson. Congratulations. Also, I want to hand off an award to my mother, Marjorie Wright, one of my biggest prayer warriors, along with Deaconess Barbara Hunt and Sister Pamela Rossi and Brother Reginald Hunt. Another big appreciation award goes out to Dominique Sinclair. She has been my right hand, my rock in the building of the ministry and the building of the broadcasting division. She was there at the very beginning. She comes, she supports, she helps. She has been so vital in just about every single thing we've done. And I just love her to bits. I can't imagine what life would have been without her. And so we're very truly grateful. And so definitely she is high on the list. Reverend Oriel Lickrish, again, for his continued support. He was an ear. He was a voice of wisdom and an elder for me in the ministry. Also, to our dear friends, Pastor Gregory and Donna Morris, we appreciate you, and we will be sending you an award. We want to thank our neighborhood and local Superman, Spider-Man, and relationship expert, Jay Hurt. We want to give special mention and an award to one of our other supporters and encouragers, Sister Lowell Porter. And there may be some other names that we'll be adding to this list that I'm sure we've forgotten at this point. But we definitely want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. We'll be right back. This is our friends of Powerhouse. Yes, Fellowship Soul Choir. And yes, they do believe in miracles, and so do I. This is featuring Pastor, listen to this, Minister Patricia Shirley. We'll be right back.
The name inspiration for your soul. The Pastor Jay Grossman Show.
Once again, congratulations to those who have honorable mentions and certainly to those who are receiving an appreciation award from Grosvenor Ministries in its 20th anniversary. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and congratulations. Level of your life will demand a different you. And I've always remembered this, new levels, new devils. So it says, your path is more difficult because your calling is higher. Make it happen, shock everyone, and prove them wrong. Amen. Amen and amen. We are getting ready to make some additional changes to the ministry for the next, well, I don't want to say 20 years, but you just never know. But we are trying to dive more into what can help you, not just spiritually, but more so emotionally, physically, and other aspects of your life, financially, parentally, all kinds of ways. And so I can't wait for the next segment, along with some more of our experts and some of our old experts, too. And so we look forward to the next segment of our ministry ride with the Lord. Won't you climb aboard and ride along with us? God bless you. God keep you. And just remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. God be with you till we meet again. And guess what? I'm still standing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Jay Grossman Show.
In spite of it all, I'm still standing. Never tear down when me fall. I'm still standing. In spite of it all, I'm still standing. Yeah. Yo, this word is for you. Yeah. To the rough and the tough times, to the storms and the sunshine, it's the God that the Most High. I'm still standing. Yeah. To the rough and the tough times. I'm still standing, yeah. So push it up, push it up, push it up. You're still standing, oh. Push it up, push it up. You're still standing, oh. Push it up, push it up. You're still standing, oh. Push it up, yeah, push it up, yeah. Still standing. Long time it should have been where the dead man go. But you preserve me like red mango. For me no fear when me move and me step and go. I feel like David, not Beckham though. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. To him I'm so precious, him still with me constant. So when my thought it was over, and when my thought it was done,
touch when Jehovah him to
step in with the action.
To the rough and the tough time, to the storms and the sunshine, it's the gods that must die. I'm still standing. To the rough and the tough time, to the storms and the sunshine, it's the gods that must die. I'm still standing. So push it up.
Yo, we got the man far right in the middle. Yo, far right, give the people them something.
Still standing. Oh, push it up. Push it up. You're still standing. Determination of my style and pattern. My blaze the fire like I'm on a dragon. I can't hide my passion. Me fully focused like me style. Well, I can do sometimes my legs get weak. And I feel like I can't do one. That's when you speak and give me the strength to go the distance. So my task was over. And when my task was done, that's when Jehovah came to what? Stepping up with the action. To the rough and the tough time.